Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
It is also book week. I think we step up and we take this a step further and do ones of our own.
Well, that's what it's all about, being inspired by the magic of reading. So you've written a book.
Well, I have. I wouldn't call it a book. It's an A4 sheet of paperwork.
But with pictures, you know, it fills out.
Well, that's the thing. I think we might have to make this an illustrated and available version. But let's trial the story first.
I want to hear it.
I think. All right.
Do your best play school, please.
All right. It's called Murray the Cod's Very Bad Day, which isn't a good start, really, is it?
No, it's cute. I can picture him.
All right. Murray the Cod was feeling blue. He was trying to get upstream to visit his friend, Bonnie the Yabby, but he couldn't find the way. He tried swimming to the left, he tried swimming to the right, but he just couldn't seem to get his bearings. The last straw came when, for the fifth time that day, he bumped into the Purringa Bridge. "Oh, fish sticks," exclaimed Murray. "However am I going to meet Bonnie? I'm lost." Murray looked around to try and find someone to help, but oddly enough, there was no fish in sight. "Well, Merlin's fin," he said. "How am I going to get there now?" Suddenly, Murray noticed that the water around him seemed oddly still. He looked around, then up, and that's when he saw a giant flipper.
Is that going to be written in the book?
Yeah, definitely. We'll add that in.
Yep, cool.
"Holy shellfish," cried Murray, realizing a pelican was only a foot from his head. Murray swam as fast as he could, flailing and splashing as he made his way towards the safety of a nearby log, his tiny fish heart pounding, no idea whether the pelican was on his tail. He arrived at the log. "Whoa," whispered Murray to himself. "That was close." As Murray waited in the dark of the log for the pelican to leave, he began to feel an odd sensation, like he was being watched. He turned around and looked into the dark, and "Holy bull sharks!" he cried as he looked face to face with a catfish. "I'm so sorry," cried the fat catfish. "Please don't be scared. I was only trying to hide from that nasty pelican."
Oh, it's mates.
I know, right? It's cute. "It's okay," replied Murray. "I think he might be gone by now. I'm Murray, by the way." "Where are you off to?" asked the catfish. "I'm trying to get downstream to visit my friend Bonnie, but I keep bumping into the Purringa Bridge." "The Purringa Bridge," said the catfish. "That's not the Purringa Bridge. That's the Wakery Ferry. You're going the wrong way." "It's okay, though. I will show you a way." And the two new friends swam off together to find Bonnie.
It's a standing O.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
That had everything. I love the expletives.
Wasn't it good?
They were great. Oh, fish sticks, Merlin's fin.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all fish related as well. So that's the story of Murray the Cod.